heart and soul of a nation, beckons the call. The voice of our forefathers heard in the distance.
A house divided against itself cannot stand.
To reclaim our honor.
Our soul. The challenges of a generation call out. Future generations hang in the balance. We choose liberty. This is the voice of a nation. And now, Malcolm.
Welcome to Voice of the Nation. I'm Politic Rick, and I'm CEO of a group called Giant Slayers. We fight for your First Amendment rights, and it's never been more important that we have this talk today. It's pretty clear. Our free speech rights are in serious danger. Mayor Cuomo in New York intimidates banks and insurance companies, so they're afraid to package an insurance policy for the NRA to sell. The CEO of PayPal has announced he's pushing conservatives off his platform. Banks are debanking conservatives more and more. For the 2018 elections, get this. Crowdpack.com, a site that collects donations on behalf of candidates, announced it was kicking all Republicans off its platform 15 days before the California primaries. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram savagely suppress our conservative message and kick conservatives off their platform without explanation. If that isn't enough, the radical left-wing censorship machine attack conservative politicians and go after the advertisers of two of the biggest media outlets in the United States, Breitbart and Fox. Their intent is to stop their conservative message, or better yet, put them out of business. At one point, a group called Sleeping Giants harassment of Breitbart's advertisers caused their revenue to drop 90%. This is serious business, folks. 2 years ago, none of this was happening. Can you imagine what things will look like in another 2 years if we do nothing? De facto censorship has become the order of the day. The left-wing censorship machine wants to deplatform, delegitimize, and destroy conservatives to include you and me. All we have to do to lose our free speech rights and every other right after that is to stand, watch, do nothing except complain about how bad it is. The time to act is now, before we lose it all, but don't lose hope. There's an answer to all this, and it's been here all along. We just need to get involved and turn this thing around. The answer is not government. Do you think we can rely on Congress to turn this around? I think I know the answer to that one. It's not going to happen that way. Folks, the answer is you and me. We need to circle our wagon around causes we can change and stick with it until we win. And that's what Malcolm and I are going to be talking about today.
Wow. Man, I got to tell you what, that's passionate stuff. You're listening there, friends, to my co-host today, Politic Rick, and he is, again, the CEO and the founder of Giant Slayers. He's a journalist, truth warrior, free speech extremist, and what a thrill to have you part of the program, and excited to have you here, Rick, again. This is the second part to our two-part special here. All right, you say quite a bit up front there, some really cool stuff in it, but my mind was churning like 100 million miles a minute as you were talking, okay? And I got to ask you back here. With all of these groups, you mentioned PayPal, you mentioned, of course, all the social media. Why do you think, what is so scary about conservatism, American conservatism? What is so scary about that to these people that they don't want to have a two-way conversation or dialogue? What is it, Rick?
I think that, we're all seeing the effects of cultural Marxism out there. I think they want to take our country in that direction, socialism. They want to change the way we do business. They want to change 200 years plus of success and do it their way entirely different. So in order to do that, they have to stop the conservative message. You'll notice they spend a lot of time talking about the founders and how they were racist and therefore the Constitution is a racist document. The point of that is we should get rid of the Constitution. It gets in their way. To help them go where they want to go. And it definitely is in the direction of socialism. The thing that scares me is all of that happened, what we call the march through the institutions, because they got involved. They went inside media. They went inside Hollywood. They went inside our academic institutions. Our kids are getting brainwashed by these people, and we're paying tens of thousands of dollars to let them do it to them.
To get indoctrinated.
But they get indoctrinated exactly right. They're turning out Marxists every day of the week. You know, it's
Rick,
it's,
they have the megaphone to our kids. They have the megaphone to society. They're running the public square as and I've been wondering for the last few years where the conservative voices have been. I mean, I know there's some on talk radio. I mean, I get that. And it's not to take anything away from those folks. But I'm talking about conservative leadership across the board. Where have they been over the past? I don't know.
You know, I don't know that some of our leaders weren't really in league with these folks. You know, they wanted to go in the direction of globalism. So they may not necessarily want Marxism or socialism, but it's going in the direction that they want to go anyway, which is globalism, open borders, and what they call free trade. But, you know, I like President Trump's view on that. This isn't free trade. This is stupid trade. These
exactly
guys charge us 100% tariffs, but we can't charge them a tariff in return.
You know, that always killed me how one-sided these things were. I just never understood that. And how is it these people are so stupid? He used the word stupid. He's right. But why is it? And, you know, that's the attraction of Trump, isn't it, though? He's such a plain talker. He talks like we talk. He talks real talk, doesn't he?
He comes out and calls it the way it is. You know, I listened to, I can't remember the politician's name, but he was out east in New York, and he had 10 auto dealerships. And he said, you know what? Here's the thing. When I listen to Trump talk, he talks exactly like the customers who show up on my car lots. You know, the steel workers, the carpenters, the people that are building and making things and making this country work.
Yeah, no, that's exactly he. That's where I always say middle America stands tall for him, because those are the people who got the memo, Rick. You know, those are the people who are aware that, you know, I think they recognize that. In fact, I got to tell you something here. The 2016 election, for instance, and back to 2015 when Trump came down the escalator and all that changed, you have to think back to say, well, how and why did that happen? And, you know, when you think about how outrageous it is that the American people gave the keys to the car to President Trump, to candidate Trump, to citizen Trump, to Donald J. Trump, you know, the Bronx businessman, plain spoken, you know, developer, construction guy, right?
Yep.
And they gave the keys to the car and they loaded the car up with gas and said, go at it. Not really known, but having faith. That's the way I see it, is they gave him a car full of gas and put it out there. Now, here's what happened, though. In the 2018 election, some of that gas started to run out. And the American people, middle America, again, a lot of conservatives in there, but a lot of independents as well, didn't continue to stay strong. And they allowed the House to slip back, which has created this whole current ruckus we're in. And what I'm saying to you, Rick, is part of the challenge here is we got to put a lot more gas back in that car.
Absolutely right. I think that, and I don't want to pick on him too much, but Paul Ryan is not my
favorite. Oh, pick on him. Come on, pick on him. Pick on him.
And he did what I call the Paul, that's not who we are shuffle. And what that means is he would say, well, you know, when these groups come on up and say these things, you know, we don't answer them because that's not who we are. Remember that commercial where they had a figure that looked like Paul Ryan and threw Granny off the cliff?
Off the cliff,
well,
yeah.
I'm afraid, you know, we were on that chair with Granny and we got thrown off too. So here's what I think needs to happen. This is how this all changes. And that was sort of the beauty in what I saw when I first took a look at this, is that really, you know what? There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of patriots out there that are just frustrated because they don't have any way to make this change. They're just looking for a way to make it change. Well, that's what Giant Slayers is. Everybody can be a political activist by just going over to our page, which is Giant Slayers with no A in the Slayers. It's at Giant Slayers. That's at GIANTSLYERS, no A. And I like what Malcolm says. We've left the A out for arrogance of the left. We don't want to be any part of that.
Sure.
If you come and follow our Twitter page, we'll show you what to do. Over the next months, we'll show you how you can become actively involved in changing this from your desktop, from your laptop, from your cell phone. You know, I've got people who are working with us. We've got about 500 volunteers right now that are, here's a perfect case study. A woman, she's 72 years old. You know, she's alone. Her husband's passed on. The kids are gone. But she's terrified. in what's happening in this country. Has no idea, had no idea how to even turn on a computer, let alone use her cell phone to get on Twitter. But you know what? She did it anyway. She figured out how to do that because she had to save her country and support Donald J. Trump in this mission that he's on, which is to bring our country back. Because you know what happened? The elites sold us out. They sold us out. They sent all of our manufacturing, not all of it, they sent a lot of our manufacturing business off to China, off to Mexico, and they profited on it. They entered into deals. You know, look at Hunter Biden. You know, that's what that's about. Yeah. They entered into deals that lined their pockets and sold us out. And now what we've got is a Midwestern Rust Belt that's turned into the same disaster that we have in our inner cities. You know, all of the negative ramifications of what happened to people in the inner cities, now it's happening in white rural America because we shipped all their jobs away. They've got no money. They're destitute. Poverty creates terrible strife. You know, and while we're doing all of this, we're not worrying about taking care of those people. We're not worrying about our homeless. We're not worrying about homeless vets on the street. Instead, we're worried about every other thing that brings globalism in, which is open borders and unlimited immigration, what they call free markets, but it's really...
Well, I'm glad you made that connection early, too, about the globalism, because I don't think a lot of people are making the connection on that, Rick, in the way you laid it out, because isn't that the ultimate plan of what they're after, all these leftist, socialist sort of objectives? Yeah. It's globalism, right?
Yeah, well, you know, in the past, they tried to make us believe that those ideas were conspiracy theory. Yes, there's right. No conspiracy.
Well, they hit it all. They hit
this, it. This is actively going on.
But they're out in the open sunlight now, buddy.
Exactly. So, you know what happened? I said earlier, what scared me is the silent way that they marched through the institutions and cultural Marxism took over our country until we couldn't change it. And that's when they came out in the open. And now we're talking about socialism. Yeah. And here in California, I have a Marxist professor just up the road from where I am at a college called Diablo Valley College. Mm-hmm. And he's professing sedition. He's talking to his students. He's telling them, you know, we can't negotiate this. We can't talk to our politicians. We have to abolish the white supremacist democracy. At the end of the presentation, this is all on video, hit the internet about a year and a half ago. A student stands up and says, "Well, you know, professor, in order for us to make this happen, we're going to have to use force. We're going to have to take up arms." And he basically agrees with him. He says, well, you know, they want us to obey their laws, but that's the white man's laws. These are not our laws, and we don't have to follow them, and that's what I'm trying to teach you here today. So that's where they've gone with all of this. It's just absolutely, totally bizarre. But you know what? California is changed for sure. New York is extremely radical liberal too, but the rest of the country is not. The rest of the country is red patriots who believe in this country. And you know what? Here's the most important thing about that. It's not that just that they believe in this country. They believe in each other. And that's what we're trying to do, is to bring those folks together, put them on a platform. If we get 500,000 people on there, a million people on there, all pointed in the same direction, helping us change this issue with censorship, because it's all over the place now. It's absolutely the intention of the left. You can see from that litany that I laid out, you know, that's not by chance. You know, if you took a look at probability, the probability of all those things happening, and it's just a random effort that some of these people all randomly decided that they were going to do those things, the chances of that, it's not improbable. It's impossible. It's definitely a coordinated effort to stop us from communicating and coordinating and organizing going into the 2020 elections. We've got to put an end to it.
Yeah, my sense is there's something big is en route here. Something big is going to come out of all of this now. That grassroots is going to take hold. People will get involved. And because we see, again, this is, again, middle America, where they stood up. And like I said, when they gave Trump the car and put the gas in the car, it's the same thing we got to do again here. Exactly. The left has been very good at organizing. They've been solid. They do all the marches. They do all the we protest. They're just all over all of this. And the right, when I ask the question where they are, they always say, again, they're busy, you know, making business or running their businesses or what have you. But, you know, Rick, that's not good enough anymore, though. That's not good enough. I mean, they're running the schools. They're running the entire – they have the megaphone to society, to the public square. But it's really got to be action, not complaining. And just sitting there griping all day isn't going to get anybody anywhere. But the other thing a lot of people fail to recognize, we're playing in their paradise. They own Twitter. They own Facebook. They own all the social media. They own it all, except some of the new ones like Parler and Gab that are trying to get off the ground. But they're not as sexy yet as the top ones, right?
Yep, that's right.
They don't quite have it yet. But they're, you know, maybe someday, we hope. But this is all sort of the way it is. And we need to change that narrative, and that's where we got to take control back. That was the whole concept of America Out Loud and where we started. You know, we only started, Rick, really, in April. Our anniversary, April 2016. So we're 3.5 years old, is it? So
you've come a long way, too.
It's a new operation, though, buddy.
You know? I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to say, the answer to this is somebody – creating a movement like Giant Slayers and getting out front of this and leading a group of people in a desperate battle, quite literally, is what we've got going on here.
Yeah.
It's really, really important. And to show people that, you know, don't be frustrated. You don't need to be frustrated. Join us and
be part of the answer. Be part of the answer.
Yeah. And what we don't want to do, we don't want to be name calling and making personal
attacks. I love that about you.
Because, you know, that doesn't accomplish anything.
No, it doesn't. But they don't understand that. But you got to take the high road. You got to listen to Rick. And, Rick, I like when you say that all the time. You're right after my own heart there, because everyone on our platform knows that's what we don't do. There's a lot of things I won't do out there. I won't use those kinds of things, the extremist talking points. I there are even things like, for instance, if you go to our platform, you'll see we don't put picture – I don't run photos of, you know – shoe bombers and terrorists and stuff.
Right.
There's too much negativity out there where they celebrate what's wrong with life instead of celebrating what's good, you know?
Well, we want to look at, and that's what Giant Slayers will do. We want to look at the things that we can do to fix this. And we want to also look at the very positive things that have happened in the history of our country. Because if you listen to the left, as far as they're concerned, our whole history was based on racism and genocide. Yeah. But we had some points in our history that, you know, we're maybe not all that proud of. But you know what? I wasn't there. I didn't do that. I don't agree with it.
So ripping it out of the history book isn't going to help at all either.
It isn't. We have to know our history.
I mean, history is called history for a reason, brother.
Repeat it. Yeah. What was that statement? If you don't know history, you're destined to repeat it.
Well,
but keep in mind, too, you know, the context is different back then. You know, it certainly doesn't fit in our society today. But you know what? Even Martin Luther King said this about slavery. He said, you know, the beauty of what the founders did, they had to bring people together and they had to bring all the states together, and some of them owned slaves.
Yeah.
So, but what they did is they put the seeds and the tools that later generations would need to entirely eliminate slavery, and we did it. So I think there's a lot to be proud of, you know.
There's a lot to be proud of, and we've got to learn from the past.
If you look at it, 95% or more of our history is really very positive
America has got a lot. Are you kidding me? I mean, hold your head up high. I mean, come on. We are the beacon of hope, the beacon of light, the beacon of faith, the beacon. I mean, this is it. America is it.
We stood up for oppression of incredible
magnitude. We've saved Europe. We've saved the world 10 times
defeated
over.
Defeated it. So. Yeah, absolutely. So what we want to do is want to focus on that.
Doubt.
You know, know they don't like our Constitution, so they want to call the founders racist so they can get rid of it.
Well, that's their magic word. We know that already. We talked about that on the panel. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, when we had the panel discussion in the show yesterday, the first part to this conversation we're having now, it's like Ray in the panel said, you know, I wasn't even involved in politics before, and then I realized how bad the country needed me. And he's representative of so many patriots out there who've gotten involved because they see, and a lot of it has come to the light of they want to get behind Donald J. Trump. They want to support the president. They want to support this American citizen, this patriot who went to Washington. You know, that's got to be a book ahead. I mean, you know, Trump, Citizen Trump goes to Washington. And of course, everything he said, he's promised, he's done, he's delivering, which really drives them bananas, Rick. They go crazy absolutely. Over there. How dare you? You're a politician playing in our turf now, and you want to what? Do what you say you would want to do?
Yeah, exactly. How dare you?
How dare you
exactly
do that,
what you
man?
Said you would do. Yeah.
So, well, listen, good to have Politic Rick here. We've got a special guest coming up next, friends, and a very interesting professor of political science. I want to introduce you to. You probably have heard him before or seen him before because he's certainly a national voice out there. Be back with more Voice of a Nation in just a moment.
Our global experts are brilliant writers and engaging hosts on a mission of a lifetime. You'll find the latest news and inspiration on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
All right, we are back on Voice of a Nation here. Again, it's yours truly, Malcolm Outloud, and our co-host today, as you know up front here, is Politic Rick. And as we launch the Giant Slayers, it's a moment in time, really. It's a new conservative movement, and as you've been hearing the talk over the last couple of days here, so as we continue on here, again, I want to introduce you to a fellow here that we're excited to have on. He's a professor of political science and the host of the PAS Report political podcast. It's Nicholas Giordano. And Nick, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Malcolm. Good to be here.
Yeah, pleasure. And you said this here. We just caught this on your a show you did in the last day or two here. More and more Americans are turning against the founding principles of America, from amending the idea of free speech to the rise of socialism. There are many seeking to undo what makes America great. Compounding the problem is an advocacy news media seeking to promote an ideology rather than facts. It is time to sound the alarm and ensure our basic liberties are protected. Now, what gets me about this, my friend, is this. Sometimes we have these conversations today at the water cooler of socialism, and you have to pinch yourself or throw the water from the water cooler on your face to realize that we're really having these conversations now, like we're talking about communism, like it's just another flavor of color at Baskin Robbins or some sort, you know? It's just, it's amazing how the conversation has tilted. How have we gone so far, so bad, so far off the trail? How did we get here?
Well, the main thing is that over the last 20 years, I would say conservatives and Republicans and even Blue Dog and moderate Democrats have been silent, thinking that the far left ideology of socialism and communism will never take hold in the United States. And what we didn't anticipate, and I think that all of us could lay some blame on ourselves, is that we'd have a failed education system that doesn't promote American exceptionalism. We'll have a failed media system that doesn't promote the idea of America being a great country. And so they're bombarded constantly with all this negativity surrounding the United States and what the United States is about. And they don't ever talk about the good things that the United States has done. They try and make it as if the United States is a country that's simply based on racism and was built off racism. That's just not true.
The other thing that I say all the time, and I've been telling Rick over the last couple of days, but I tell listeners all the time, conservatives have been quiet for quite some time. And when you consider that the far left is running all the universities and the professors, and they're indoctrinating the kids in this socialism business. I talk all the time with the young people, and they really think it's just another brand of Wheaties. They have no idea what the hell they're getting into. But also, Nick, the far left run all the social media sites. They run all the newspapers, all the television anchors. I mean, they have, as I said to Rick in the last segment, they have the megaphone to the public square. And then a lot of people are sitting home, you know, with their hand on their ass, wondering what happened. Where did it all go? Well, how did this come up? Well, it's been a drip, 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 right?
Absolutely. And you have this minority, and then a minority out there. They're just the loudest voices that get the most promotion.
Exactly.
But they are a minority. And I find it amazing where the discussion has gone.
Hold on. I got to talk about that, because why is it, Nick, that the extremists get all the attention from the far left, the far right? You're right, but nobody's saying what you just said. They're freaking minority. This is the minor little minutia, and yet we're going to change the whole program. Yeah, and we're going to give you a mutual joint bathroom, and you can send little Johnny in with little Mary, and you can all go potty together. And it's all good.
We've started to censor ourselves because we don't want to be labeled. And that's what the left is really good at. It's labeling people as racists and bigots and misogynists. And so nobody wants to be labeled. So you effectively silence most of the opposition. And when you look at even Blue Dog and moderate Democrats, they're deathly afraid to speak out against the far left because they know they'll be primaried and run out of office.
That's it. They don't know what to do anymore. They don't know what to do today. Man, you hit so much there in the last few minutes. Rick?
Yeah, that was
what
right
he
on.
Just said. If we can package that message right
there. There you go. We know that we need to end that, and we need to be more vocal. How do you see Giant Slayers and actually groups like America Out Loud, you know, this media outlet that we're on right now, how do you see groups like these getting involved and changing it?
Well, it's about fighting back. Too long we've been just sitting idly by allowing this to happen. It's about fighting back. And the real thing is, the key is, it's about education. We need to start educating people about what freedom of speech means. I mean, if you look at many of the polls, and this is what I broke down in the podcast this week, if you look at many of the polls, it's mostly a younger generation that's talking about the idea of censorship, reforming free speech, amending the First Amendment to ban hateful or offensive speech. Well, it's because they don't know the importance of something like free speech. I mean, without free speech, the civil rights movement would have never have happened. The America has become a more tolerant and open place because of free speech, not in spite of, but because of it. And yet these people want to shut it down. And there's one goal they have. It's power and control. Make no mistake about it. Has nothing to do with the idea of being offensive. They want to seize power and control, and they know they could do it through speech.
Isn't America the exception to the rule, Nick?
Correct. Yeah. We always are, and hopefully we always will be. But if you look at a lot of countries, you know, the founding fathers worried a lot about democracies. That's why they created a republic, because they understood that people get silenced out in democracies. But what people don't realize is, look at how every democratic government has ultimately ended into a tyranny. The first thing they did was cut speech. They outlawed certain things you can and can't say. And most of it had to do with one political party, one leader. And then they moved on to the press. And when they got control of the press, then they moved on to firearms and taking away firearms. So it's a chain of events that we've seen before. We've seen it in Venezuela most recently.
That's
we
right.
see it in Turkey going on. And so it's there. We see it. And yet we don't do anything about it. So I think Giant Slayers, I think that it's about educating the public about what free speech is, what the founding fathers stood for, to push back against the idea that we're a racist nation. I mean, 2/3 of the founding fathers didn't have slaves.
Exactly.
Was
exactly.
Debated heavily.
But they don't talk about them.
And you know what Giant Slayers can do is show them the path to get there. Because right now, there's a lot of people out there who would love to change this if they just knew what to do. So part of what we're doing is we're trying to push them over to Giant Slayers on Twitter. Join us. Become part of a team of people that think like Nick does. And what you've said is, it's just so good. So right on. Let me ask you one question, though. So I hear this from a group called Sleeping Giants, one of what I call the left-wing censorship machine. And they say, well, conservatives, you see, they don't really understand what free speech is. Because, you know, really, the First Amendment only protects people from the government, not from us. How do you look at that? How do we explain that?
Well, the Sleeping Giants organization, it's a BS argument that they're making. And I've heard this argument before. I've actually gotten into little Twitter battles about this, where they say, well, only government can deny free speech. Everything else, it's private, and so they could shut down speech if they want to. And sure enough, to a certain degree, that is true. But what, you know, groups like Sleeping Giants is trying to do is they're trying to force companies to censor. That's what they want to do. They want to censor individuals, prevent individuals from speaking up. And so they try and get advertisers to pull out of any type of platform that they disagree with, whether it's conservative or even moderate platforms. They'll threaten boycotts, they'll threaten to bankrupt the business. And ultimately, what you're trying to do is defund the conservative platform so they don't have a voice. And that's the antithesis of what the founding fathers wanted and what they intended with the First Amendment.
They're trying to stop debate. They're trying to stop debate. They're trying to stop that conversation we talked about at the water cooler, Nick. It's pretty sick, actually, when you think about, and some of them are succeeding at it. Isn't this, the reason we're at this moment of time as well, isn't Donald Trump a threat to the entire system?
Yeah, he is, because he's going to, what happens with Donald Trump, if he wins the next election, it totally destroys the far left narrative. And it shows that people are waking up and they're fighting it back.
Well, this is why they're pulling out all the stops right now with the whole impeachment thing. That's the message, right?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, you have a select elite that dictate to everyone else what they should be doing, how they should feel, what they should be saying. President Trump has done is they sent the far left into hyperdrive.
So
it's nothing new. I mean,
that's why it's out in the public square right now. That's why it's out in the open, buddy. It used to be in the closet.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What the left is doing is using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals.
Totally.
That's what they're doing. Absolutely. But they always did it quietly behind the scenes where they were trying to influence process. Now they've lost their collective minds and they feel that they have to do it so overtly because of Donald Trump. And they don't realize they know the damage that they're going to do because they just want the power and the control. But we don't realize the damage that they can do. I mean,
with all that said, how nervous are you right now? How nervous are you?
I'm very nervous. I mean, look at the conversations. So we went from the idea of nobody likes partial birth abortions, and the conversation has now shifted to pretty much infanticide and whether or not we should accept infanticide. We went from accepting the idea of, you know, two couples of the same sex to now we have to accept transgenderism and going into the bathrooms and destroying all the girls' records. Yeah. We went from we need some moderate gun restrictions, some enhanced background investigations, to we need to confiscate guns. I mean, look at where the conversation has gone.
Give them an inch, they take a mile every blessed time.
You know what, Nick? You've said something really important and really important to the way I look at this. It kind of what it meant was if you control language, you control how people feel and what they think. If you control what they think, you control them. And that's what they're trying to do. So let me ask you this, some thoughts and ideas. How do we stop it? How do we turn this around?
Well, it's difficult. And I think that, you know, it's hard. When the left has a stranglehold on the bureaucracy, when many of the players in the bureaucracy are from the left, when the left has the stranglehold on academic institutions, it doesn't make it easy. And this is where parents have to come into play. We look at the family structure. The family structure has changed. A lot of single parents now. And a lot of parents basically just put the burden of educating children on the schools. Well, the parents have a responsibility to educate their children as well. You can't just rely on the schools, and the schools have shown to be a failure. 11% of graduating seniors are proficient in American history. Mm-hmm. 23% are proficient in government and civics. So we can't rely on the schools to educate the kids. We have to do it ourselves. And I think that's a big first step of what we have to recognize. I think that adults have to become more engaged. Adults need to read the Constitution. They need to read the Declaration of Independence. I know we live busy lives, but this is the country we live in, and we should know it. We shouldn't be strangers in it.
Yeah. Didn't the academics change it from teaching civics to socialism so that they could get away from the Constitution and how government runs?
Get away with murder.
And do it by talking about social interaction and identity groups, basically.
You know, I think you give too much credit for these people. They're not smart enough to do something like that, to be honest with you. You know.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Well, What happened in the K-12 system is that we did de-emphasize the idea of American government, American politics, and American history. And the theory was that you live in America, so you'll just happen to learn about it. Even though if nobody's teaching it to you, you'll just learn about it. And we need to do a total world approach, a global approach. But at the same time, we also need to focus more on STEM. So I speak to some social studies teachers where they were only teaching, you know, kids are only getting about 45 minutes to an hour of history a week because of all the emphasis on the STEM programs. Right. So that's one problem. As far as higher education goes, that's where you see more of the idea of socialism and indoctrination take place. And it's at certain universities. Now, there is hope. I mean, I'm a professor and I'm conservative. And you know, at my college, I'm well accepted. The other professors still like me, shockingly.
Now, how many of you are there, though? How many like you exist? We don't know what the percentage is. We have no idea to know. It's just, right? It's just the way it
goes. I could tell you, I teach at a community college, and so the makeup, I'm in New York, I'm on Long Island, which, you know, it's not a liberal bastion at my college. And the reason it's not is because it's a community college. We're more in touch with reality. The student body is totally different. We just did a poll of students, and it shows that the majority of our students actually don't like the idea of impeachment, don't believe that Donald Trump should be impeached. That's just the raw data coming in, and it looks like it's going to stay that way, and it's by a decent margin. I think what happens when you go to the four-year institutions, that's where you get the university bubble
exist. I see. Explain to me what unbiased, you mentioned in your write-up there, unbiased journalism. What's unbiased journalism to you?
It's about presenting facts and letting people decide for themselves. So to give you an example, last week I did a podcast about the whole Syrian pullout. And one of my big things was, you know, we've had 2 weeks in the media. They spent an entire day talking about the president using the word lynching in a tweet. And yet in 2 weeks, they never tell us who the Syrian Kurds are. They don't educate us so that we can make a decision. Should we support the Syrian Kurds or maybe it's time to pull out? And that's what I mean by educating. You know, I don't pretend to have all the answers on all the issues, but present the facts to me. I want to know the facts, and then let me come to my own conclusion.
Well, 2 points to what you say there. And the word lynching, they've been using for decades, and you've seen a lot of those tapes played and bought out of the closet, right? I mean, they use lynching regularly, but yet they point out the president because they just want to – they just constantly badger this president on free speech. The guy can't say nothing. And, of course, he plays against all this with politically correctness, Nick. I mean, come on. And but it is so the lynching thing was one thing, but the other thing, like you say, they didn't educate anybody on the Syria. You're right. We did yesterday. We had a show yesterday with the intelligence analyst and colonel from the military, and we talked about exactly what took place there, and that to educate people on the different levels of the Kurds. It's not just one group like they think it is, you know?
No, it's not, and it's extraordinarily complex, and there's a history there.
That's right.
And even with the word lynching, so, and I told my students this, so I'm very familiar with the Italian immigration experience. Yeah. And the largest lynching, obviously blacks got lynched the most, but the largest lynching in U.S. history actually took place in New Orleans against Italians. So this, once again, it's trying to not talk about history, trying to make everything as if it's simple and everything's about race when, no, actually.
Everything's about
race. Well, you know what? And this is such a good example of how they try to control language. So there's words they can use, but
they've
you can't use them. So they tried in this case to say, well, you can't say lynching because that is really
Well,
racist.
You can't say MAGA either, right? You can't even say red.
This is racist, and what they're trying to do is make it black and white. But like you pointed out, Twitchy posted up his 6-8 different conversations that white politicians had using in the past around the Bill Clinton impeachment using the word lynching, and it was perfectly fine then.
Exactly.
So you see, it's not about race. It's not about race. It's about politics. It's about the
race
left
is a crux.
Versus the right.
Well, they use it as a crux. It's the ideology.
Exactly. They use race to tell you that we control the language. That's our word. You can't
But the problem is, Rick, there's a percentage of the country who believe it. They really believe that Trump is a racist. You understand?
And hence the purpose of Giant Slayers, America Out Loud, is we need to address this and show people. Because you know what? Once they see what they're doing, it won't work anymore.
Well, also, I think that they didn't anticipate a guy like President Trump ever coming into office.
Never did.
Because
never did.
They're not going to be able to silence him. He's going to say what he wants to say. See, most Republicans would have buckled by now under all this pressure. But he is a fighter, and there's no doubt about it.
Well, many of the Republicans are scared. A lot of the rhinos, but a lot of the Republicans, and even the center Republicans, they were very nervous about a Trump administration. And you still see the Paul Ryans and the Mitt Romneys and the flakes, and they are all flakes. But these are people who want it to be what it was. They like that establishment, Nick, of what they what their vision of a shining city on a hill was different than the vision of a shining city on a hill of what middle of America thought. You see?
Well, I also think those Republicans, I think a large majority of them are no different than Democrats, and they're the same, because it's about the status quo, that they could keep the gravy train flowing to themselves. They don't care about the United States. They care about their status quo. And as long as the status quo is in effect, they're happy. Yeah. Now you're starting to see people buck the trend, because guess what? The status quo isn't working, and we're tired of elites dictating to us. You know, take immigration, for instance. So illegal immigrants, they're going to settle in communities that are already impoverished, that already are struggling, where the education systems have already failed. The critical infrastructure is degraded to a point where it needs to be dramatically repaired. And so you have all these elites like the Paul Ryans, the Mitt Romneys, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Adam Schiff's saying, you're not allowed to say anything bad about illegal immigration. You can't say you don't want illegal immigration.
Right.
Otherwise, we're going to call you a racist and a bigot.
Right.
When the reality is, well, no, take these illegal immigrants and send them to the wealthy zip codes that could afford to sustain them.
That's right.
And then you'll see how quick they'll change their tune.
That was such a good thought. Such.
Oh, no, it's really true. And the whole xenophobe thing has been overdone. But again, they're trying to do that out in your land, Rick, in California. That's God. Where they need to send them, to those fancy neighborhoods. Because look at the homeless problem you have out there.
Well, you know what happened? As soon as they were going to move illegal immigrants into Cher's neighborhood, all of a sudden Cher was a convert. Perfect example.
But she still don't like Trump. Convert, but she didn't
still
like,
doesn't like Trump.
Still don't like Trump.
You know what? Another thing that Nick brought up that's important to throw in here is they're trying to prevent us from hearing the truth in all of this and the facts.
Amen.
So what we said with Giant Slayers, we're facts and the truth are our biggest weapons. When it comes to illegal immigration, Harvard did a study. This is no right-wing bastion. It's a left-wing organization. They did a study that said that every year in the United States of America, we're transferring $500 billion, with a B, $500 billion from the lower class up to the elites, international businessmen, and the illegals that come in, pick up a piece of that. But we're, you know, they talked about the wage gap. God, I wonder if we're transferring $500 billion every year to the elites, if that might affect that. You know what?
But
now that Trump's involved and he's putting some control into this, guess what? Wages are going up.
But yeah. Rick, you know what I find scarier? The fact that you have an exodus right now out of California, out of New York.
That's
people
right.
are tired of the right. politics. They're tired of the Democrat-controlled states and the high taxation and getting nothing in return. And so they're moving to red state. But here's the crazy part. They move to red states, and then they vote for Democrats.
That's what worries me right there, what you just said. Because of the exodus coming into Texas, that concerns me a great deal, Nick, what you say there. Nick, just a final question for you here. With all this said, what's the future? Are you optimistic? Are you pessimistic? What do you see ahead? What are we going to do?
Like I tell my students, you know, things may seem rough now. Things are definitely challenging now. And we see this partisan divide. We see the battle against the left, or at least the left rising up. But think about our past history. I would argue that times were tougher leading up to the Civil War and during the Civil War. Times were tougher during the Great Depression. Times were tougher in the 60s and 70s, where people and racial groups were at each other's throats. I think that when you watch the media all day, you think we're in really terrible shape. But I think if you look at America overall, I think that a lot of people do look past politics, and I am hopeful for the future. I think we're in a challenging time, but I think we'll overcome it like we've done in our past. But I do believe that, you know, conservatives and Republicans and moderate and blue dog Democrats, I don't leave them out, that we have more issues that we agree on than we disagree with, and we fight back against at least the far left and socialism.
You're listening to the voice there of Nicholas Giordano and his podcast, the PAS Report, political podcast, obviously is one to listen to. What a joy to hear you, Nick. You make such good sense and fit in so well with this movement and what certainly we are trying to do here. I think it's important to continue to drive this message out there that you hear Nick and, of course, our esteemed co-host today, Politic Rick, and what we're trying to do here and bring conservative voices to the table here. And that's really what America Out Loud is all about, is conservative voices. We're not ashamed of that. We're proud of that. We're proud of that heritage and what makes America great. We're also proud of having the diversity of conversation. And to be able to bring that to where it needs to be, highlight that, if you will. Let the silent voices be no more. We all should have a voice and a stake in this game called America here. So listen, as we continue to launch the Giant Slayers here in this two-part series we're doing here, what we'll do is reconnect again back here with Politics Rick and try to sum things up for you moving forward here as we connect the dots here, friends. Stay right there. More Voice of a Nation in just a moment.
Listen to Malcolm, the Voice of a Nation, on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
It's your news and entertainment network. News blogs, informative podcasts, entertaining videos, or listen to 24/7 talk radio. On our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. We the People, AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Rick, you have such great vision. The thing is, you can always tell the makeup of somebody, Rick, and the conservative nature and the patriotism in them just from a few sentences and the way they speak. And it's just like listening to Nick Giordano just moments ago here. What an amazing talent he is. You just get a sense of the people who are so passionate about this, buddy. And they know the word. He knows it's a big lift. You know it's a big lift. But we're also, not only are we juiced and excited, but we know that's a hell of an opportunity ahead, isn't it?
It's an absolute opportunity. And I think I told you that early on, is that while everybody's looking at all the negativity coming from the left and government and whatnot, I was sitting back and looking at it as an opportunity. It's an opportunity to differentiate ourselves, Giant Slayers, the organization, from all of that. Because we are, you go look at that, that's what we are not. What we're going to try to do is we need to develop a message that works. So we've talked a lot about this doesn't work if people know what they're up to, that we need to present a positive message. And the biggest thing that happens on social media is people are frustrated. They're really good people, but they'll get on there and they'll call people names and attack them personally. I don't think they really mean that. We need to kind of educate them and show them that, well, you know what? You got to look at what you want to do. If you're interested in starting a fight, then I would continue doing that. But really, we want to persuade people. We want to put together a movement that takes our country back. And it has to be a positive message.
Well, Rick, isn't it really about unity, not fighting, but it's about unity, bringing people together?
Absolutely. And you cannot approach things that way, and you're going to drive people apart. So you've all experienced this in your lives, you know, leadership at work. You know, a negative person drives people apart. A positive, inspirational leader brings them together. So that's what we're looking to do. And when we say, for instance, Sleeping Giants, you know, goes out and Media Matters and MoveOn.org and the hashtag Grab Your Wallet are right there with them doing it. They're all the same. We bring up Sleeping Giants because it's easy to explain using them, but they're all the same. They're all doing the same thing, and they're helping them do that. Yeah. So when you take a look at a group like that is so negative, You know, we want to show up and talk to those advertisers and explain that, well, you know, that's who they are. They need to know that's who they are. Right now they don't. And show them that we have this positive vision for America, and we certainly don't advocate, taking on an attack on our commerce in this country. You know, why would you kill the goose that laid the golden egg? It makes no sense. What we need to do is we need to approach this like adults. If you want to solve the problems, we don't attack people and boycott them, put their workers out of work. You know, why would you do that? What we do is we show up and we show them that, no, there's a positive solution to this, and it revolves around the First Amendment and more free speech. We need to talk about it, really.
Rick, how did you come up with the name Giant Slayers?
Well, it came from Sleeping Giants, so it was just a natural that we be Giant Slayers. But beyond that, there's a metaphor in there, David and Goliath. We intend to show up, and you know what? We embody all of the principles that, you know, good, honest people throughout America embody, and part of it is Christianity and religion.
Amen. So, well, that's part of it. The faith has been sucked out of a lot of this. I mean, in God we trust. They try to kill that every day, man. And they've succeeded in some ways, you know. What they're trying to do is normalize things that are not normal, you see.
Exactly.
And they're trying to mainstream it all. And well, when he even said that's the exception. Well, they're the minor percentage. They're the extremists. They're on the edge. They're just a small percentage. But why do we give them so much time and energy and airtime? And
they tell you what, you know, when we talk about, I use the term free speech extremist, of course you can never be too extreme when it comes to free speech.
But that's right.
Think back at the founding of our country. They were free speech extremists.
That's right.
They were the first extremists when it came to this.
That's right.
We've got to get back to that. And what we'd like to do is to lead people in that direction. Instead of being frustrated, let's go do something that changes it. And we'll show you how. It's really that simple.
One thing we need to start doing, I want to suggest to you as well from this point on, is, and especially when we're talking on air and doing stuff like this about this movement and all, Rick, is let's use the Sleeping Giant name less and use the Giant Slayer's name more.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That's such a good point, because what we're doing, we've spent a lot of time focusing on Sleeping Giants and what we call the left-wing smear machine or censorship machine. Effective November 1, that ends. That discussion is over. People
Please.
Know who they are.
Amen.
That's kind of the response that I think they probably have out there. Please, let's move on to what we do about this and a positive image for America. So we are all about, you know, the positive possibilities. I mean, we sit on such an amazing opportunity here to reestablish the greatness of America, make America great again, help Donald Trump, you know, create a country that we can be proud of and has stood up over the centuries to impression of.
Well, it's really about American values, though. Trump is one president. He'll be here. He'll be gone some point. There'll be another president probably in 5 years from now, right? But at the meantime, it's really about our values, isn't it? American values.
It absolutely is. And you bring up another very good point. You know, I remember listening to Ronald Reagan's final speech, and he said, you know, all of the gains that we've made in establishing conservative principles, we need to institutionalize those. The problem is that never happened. And I think where the shortcoming was, and I think the solution to that is, should there, you know, when President Trump moves on, and maybe we don't even have another conservative president. I hope we do. But the way that we maintain the conservative principles is by we the people getting involved through activist opportunities like Giant Slayers. And we are the ones who make sure that the politicians do what we want rather than the other way around. We need to start being activists, because on the left, they are. They've got websites. They're training them. They're turning them out in an assembly line fashion. Remember, Obama had his summer of resistance. You know, they're doing this. I saw Liz Warren did an ad on YouTube advertising the resistance school. Listen, everybody can be an activist, and it doesn't require a huge amount of effort. All you have to do is follow us at Giant Slayers, go to our Twitter page, and that's Giant Slayers without an A. It's at Giant Slayers with no A in the Slayers, at GUINTSSLYERS, no A in the Slayers. You become an activist the minute you click that follow button, and then we'll show you what to do. We're going to take this country back. And you know what? It's so exciting to have so many passionate, conservative, principled people that are just so serious about
it. Well, one thing about conservatives, they become part of a family. That's what a lot of folks, a lot of the conservative voices on America are a lot of. They've become a family. It's a big family.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And you know what?
That's what we're talking about.
We need that family because, like we're talking about, the left is trying to break that family up.
That's right.
And quite literally, they're trying to break up the family unit. They would rather have total get rid of the family unit altogether and have just it be dysfunctional, total dysfunctionality, so that they get people on the public rolls and they're beholden to government. There is no question about that. That's not conspiracy theory. That is what they're doing.
You know, you shake your head sometimes in disbelief when you connect the dots, or at least those of us who have some intellectual value of life and understanding. You shake your head and you wonder, what the hell are they thinking, Rick? You know, what are they at?
I mean, well, you know what? There was during the 16 campaign, President Trump's 16 campaign, he put out a video. And one of the statements he makes in that video is that they don't have your good in mind. And that's what's happening. They don't have your good in mind. We need to get involved and put people in leadership positions that do have our good in mind. These guys, we'll have another show another day where we talk about their conflicts of interest. You know, they're overseeing companies that they have millions of dollars of investments in, and making sure that laws get passed to favor them, to help them make more money. How do you think these guys get so rich? I mean, how do you go to Congress, make $174,000 a year, and 5 years later, you're worth $10 million?
That's exactly
how you do it.
I talk about it all the time, man. It's amazing to me how wealthy they get. And then you say to people, well, how do they get that wealthy? Well, it isn't on their salary, Rick.
Absolutely not. We need to take it straight to the public with Giant Slayers, and organizations like what you're doing are it.
Well, let me share with you something, Rick, too. At the very top of AmericaOutloud.com, listen to this. It says here, shouldn't news deliver truth and inspire us to reach higher? Isn't that what you keep saying?
That's it. That's so good.
Right there. Shouldn't news deliver truth and inspire us to reach higher? That is our mantra there on the platform at AmericaOutloud.com. And listen to this, and you'll love this too. Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. That's why I'm here to help you connect the dots so we create a larger family, buddy. And we do something bigger out there, because this is where conservative voices have to rise. And patriots have to rise, people that passionate and in value. Well, listen, I'm here with you on the journey. We're just beginning the journey. We've done a two-part program here to get people excited and juiced. We will drive traffic and drive people. Again, the Twitter handle that Rick keeps saying is at Giant Slayers. Just remove the second A off Slayers for arrogance. We give that back to the far left, okay? So Giant Slayers, no A in the second A. No arrogance in there. Is that what it is, buddy?
That's exactly.
Something like that. So that's easy there. At Giant Slayers, no second A. We need to open up a bottle of champagne, but tremendous congratulations, because now, over the last couple of days, you've now officially launched this thing and you're out of the gate.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're excited about it. You listen to the folks up front yesterday in the panel that we did. They're excited about this. They're excited because we need to change this.
Yeah.
And we're doing it.
Yeah. Those people were really excited. Those were cool. That was a cool panel, by the way. They are really, really cool people. And I love having panel discussions and times where we can just connect. I love that. It's one of the beautiful things I love about this medium. Well, we're here with you on the journey here, my friend. And friends, we definitely need, you know, my rallying call, and boy, it is so important today with Politic Rick on here with me, and it's time to get involved and get loud.